Good day and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph, the announcer, here with naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee. And what the topic we're on is cleansing. In the last podcast, we talked about an overview of cleansing. And this time, we're going to get down into the weeds a little bit. Randy, what are we going to cover?
I call this clean by the body system or cleansing by the system. I have cleansing that I've been doing for a number of years, and it's been rather informal but consistent. I try to take a body system or some concept, something that needs to be clean. I work on cleansing every month. And so I had three or four customers that came into the store and said, what kind of cleansing do you do? And I made the general statements that I just made. I do something ongoing. I do something every month.
Yeah. And this is good. Okay. Yeah. You talk to a financial guy. I want to know where you're putting your money.
That's what.
And so what's the natural health guy going to do?
You got it. I had specifically one lady who came in and said, well, I want to know what your program is. And I said, well, I've never formalized it. And she said, well, I want a copy of it. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, I want to know what you do every month that keeps you clean throughout the year. I just had my 73rd birthday, and I'm in good health. I don't have any major things wrong with me. I work all day, every day. I have no plans for retirement or any of that kind of stuff. But I feel good. And she said, well, I want to feel good, too. And so I said, all right, I'll take a couple of weeks here and I'll formalize my cleansing program. And so that's what I've done here. I actually have a handout that I pass out at the store or give to people that want it that's called My Cleansing Program by Randy Lee. And so that's what this is.
Okay. So, I mean, let's start at the top. Can you give us an overview of how this is going to look for people?
Yeah, it's nothing, like I said, cleansing should never tie you to the bathroom or any of that kind of stuff. And some of the cleanses are just cleaning out a particular body system. All of our systems work better if they're clean, mm-hmm. if they don't have a bunch of toxins. And we learned that in the last one.
Right, yeah.
Like changing the oil in your car and
exactly.
that kind of stuff. So I, through the years, began to have readings about your liver needs to be cleaned regularly. The liver controls so many things and is the most toxic organ you've got because it cleans out everything that goes mm-hmm. through your body. Your circulatory system, each of your body systems need to have some kind of cleansing. Well, in the primary product line that I was using at the time, they had divided the body into nine body systems, and they had made, in addition to individual products focused on specific problems within your body, they had what they called an umbrella product for each of the body systems. Mm-hmm. And so I began to say, well, if they've got an umbrella product for the respiratory system, then wouldn't it be nice to do that once a year? Mm-hmm. And the same thing then for the circulatory system and so on.
Most so kind of like you clean out each room of your house instead of doing the whole thing at once necessarily. You just do one room at a time.
Last week we talked about spring cleaning, the big heavy mm-hmm. cleansing that you do every spring to get your house in order.
Right.
Now I'm talking about cleansing for specific rooms. I'm going to go out and clean out just the garage. I'm going to clean up the day room. I'm going to try to keep the living room clean. I'm going to go to the bedroom and get up out of the clutter and stuff and clean up the bedroom.
That's manageable. Kind
of where we're going here. Something that's more manageable. In most cases, I'm taking one bottle of one product for 1 month. And that product then cleans out one body system.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. The big cleanse that I do in January that I was talking about last week is actually a product that's called Clean Start. That's the name mm-hmm. of the product. It's a little bit pricey, but it does a very fine job of doing a heavy cleansing of just going through the system, the whole body system, and mm-hmm. doing that. I also have a product that we use. I had a malignant melanoma a few years back, and I have a product that helped me get rid of that melanoma. That was confirmed by a doctor. And so we all carry some toxic cells in our bodies. So in February, I take a product to try to make sure that I get rid of abnormal cells within the body. So that's my cellular cleanse in February. Then in March, I try to get rid of heavy metals. Most people don't even think about heavy metals, but heavy metals are made up in all the gas fumes that we have. There's all kind of metallic stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Our environment is filled with heavy metals. If you work in a factory, you're breathing heavy metals all the time. It's a product that I recommend for anybody that's working out a tinker. That's a maintenance facility. Everybody works around cleaning solvents and welding materials and all kinds of toxic substances. And so I recommend a heavy metal detox 1 month, and I do that in March. In April, I do a product that is a general cleanse of all six of the eliminative organs within your body. It's a packaged product that takes 15 days. It's easy to do, doesn't tie you to the bathroom. I actually do that one twice a year. May, I clean out my lymphatic system. One bottle, one product. Put 20 drops in a bottle of water and do that twice a day. And it takes me less than a month to clean out the lymphatic system. I do a liver cleanse in June. And that's one bottle of one product to clean out my liver. And quite frankly, I've got a lot of options for that. I don't use exactly the same bottle every year. A number of our companies put out really good liver cleansing products. The necessity of cleaning your liver is well known within the industry. Mm-hmm. And so that's an easy one to do, and it can offer you a number of different products. July. If you have pets, if you walk outside barefooted, if you drink water from an unreliable source, if you are around animals of any kind, particularly if you have horses or cattle or things like that that you deal with, if you ever step in a cow paddy, you're going to have parasites. It's just a part of our life. Most of us don't think about parasites, but we have them. Some people have a lot of them. And if you have parasites, they're eating the food that you think you're eating to get the nutrition, and they get the nutrition and you get the leftovers because they reside in your, not only in a number of your fibrous products of your body, but they're in your digestive system as well. And so in July, I do a parasite cleanse.
Let's fumigate those ugly things.
That's exactly right. Not so much fumigation as there are a number of products that are specifically distasteful to parasites and that kill parasites.
Okay.
And so we do one of those in, and that's another area where I've got a really light parasite cleanse that you can do. And then I've got one that's actually a 21-day parasite cleanse, very heavy, lots of stuff that you take. I do that about once every 5 to 7 years. Most of the time, it's a light, one single bottle of something like an Artemisia combination. Artemisia, most people would know better as wormwood, and it's toxic to parasites.
Okay.
Then in August, I do a bowel detox, something to get rid of the gunky stuff that's down in the bowel. Clean my kidneys in September. And then in October, I do another one of those total body cleanses that's not quite as heavy as the one I do in January, and just kind of a something I could do all the time, but I do it twice a year. And then in November, I'd clean out yeast and fungus. You'd be amazed at the number of people that come in with yeast and fungus problems. Guys who have white caulky stuff in their mouths that's from yeast and fungus, ladies with vaginal infections of fungus, candida, those kinds of things. Those can be cleaned out, and I do it in November. And then in December, it's the small intestine. That's where all of the digestive processes are taking place for your body. That's where you get your nutrition, is in the digestive system. Small intestine. So I do that in January. That's my regimen. And
you give a good report about the results.
My health gives a good result.
Do you know of anybody else giving you reports of any kind of cleanse that they do that comes into your store?
This lady that wanted this is now doing the same regimen that I'm doing. I'm not saying that anybody has to do this regimen. There's nothing magic about it.
Okay.
It's just an easy way to do a little bit of cleaning of a particular body system on an ongoing basis. And in the course of a year, I've cleaned out my entire body, and it works very, very well for me.
Okay. Do you hear reports back from any of your customers that do any particular cleanse and how they feel afterwards?
Yeah, every time somebody does a cleanse, they come back in and give me reports. No, they don't come back in every time, but mm-hmm. most of the time when they do one, they'll come back in and say, you know, that worked for me, and I like that. So I'm very much accustomed to the cleansing ideas and like to keep those going.
All right.
Last comment, Joseph.
Okay.
I am glad to give this regimen a copy of this to anybody that wants it. It's nothing secret. It's nothing definitive. I mean, you're not going to find it in the literature everywhere. Other people may have other cleanses that they like to do. Mm-hmm. I've got another piece of paper that says various cleanses for various things. But if you'd like to have a copy of this one that I use, you can drop by the store and ask for one, or you can just write me at the Health Patch, and I'll be glad to put one in the mail to you. It's readily available. 1024 South Douglas in Midwest City, 73130.
Okay, great. Well, that brings our program today to a close. We hope you've got some good depth of insight in this short period of time. Glad to spend this time with you. Hope to connect with you again soon.
Good day.